Hello. What's your name and what do you do?
I'm Francesca Turner and I'm currently a fashion assistant at a magazine called Wonderland.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do at work? What does your job consist of?
I assist the creative director, so we do fashion shoots and I prep them. But I also assist her in life because she isn't capable of doing anything.
So you can make phone calls for her and
sort things out, and then everything that's in the magazine that you see that's done by her, I've put together.
Well, she must be very grateful. Then she must be really grateful. And the shoots, like, what sort of, where have you been to do photo shoots?
The magazine I work for is really low budget, so I don't really get to travel anywhere. For example, she did the last cover shoot in LA, but they didn't have money to send me. Mm-hmm. But then, I mean, we're doing our next main fashion shoot. It's going to be a couture shoot in Cornwall.
Well,
so I'll get to go to Cornwall.
It doesn't look that low budget. It looks really glossy. It's a beautiful magazine. Was it difficult to get this job?
I started interning straight away after I finished at UCL. And then I interned there for quite a few months, completely unpaid. Then I left. And then I was asked back to assist the senior fashion editor in January. And then the creative director stole me in February. Okay.
So it sounds like they were very happy with you and that's why they asked you to come back.
Well, it does.
Yeah.
It's hard. Like, the girl I worked for initially, she's quite difficult, so she finds it quite difficult to get a good assistant that will want to work for her.
Okay, I see. So, you did a degree at UCL. Can you tell me about your degree?
Yeah, I did French and Finnish for 4 years. I went to Paris and Helsinki in my year abroad. Did French at school, but started Finnish completely from scratch.
Mm-hmm. And do you use these two languages at work?
Well, I do. Like, I have to ring French press offices and things. And actually, we had a Finnish intern this year, and I spoke to him a bit in Finnish. And the other day, we had to do this lookbook shoot, and the photographer was Finnish. So, you know.
There we go. So you have this Finnish. How did you first become interested in Finland?
I went with my sister when I was 16. And yeah, and then I realised I couldn't speak Finnish, and then I was an ignorant English person, so I thought if I ever wanted to come back, I should learn it.
Yeah, that makes sense. And do you like Finnish design, Finnish fashion?
Yeah, it's cool. Like, Mari Mekko. Mm. I like that whole area in Helsinki, but there's the different, like, shopping bits and the design for it.
Mm, okay. And how many times have you been to Finland?
Aside from when I lived there, I've only been twice.
Okay. So you did your year abroad, the half of the year abroad
there.
Yeah. And was that a good experience? Did you learn a lot?
Yeah, I learned a lot. And then because I worked and I was at uni, so I learned a lot at work, like even just like learned a lot about people. And then at uni, I was mainly with like had other European friends as opposed to Finnish friends, but I was with other people that were learning Finnish too, so that was useful. And then I went to, like, Tampere and Rovaniemi.
You did go to Tampere, okay.
Yeah.
All right, sounds very nice. What's your favourite thing in Finland? Is it that area in Helsinki?
I like Helsinki, but I thought, like, when I went to Rovaniemi, we stayed in a little mökki next to the lake. That was really cool. And also the food. Well, like, the korva.
Korva posti.
Yeah.
So cinnamon buns.
My favorite thing.
Okay, can you get them in London?
You can in the Nordic Cafe.
Mm. They're massive. They're gigantic.
Yeah.
I can't eat one whole one. So would you say that Finnish was difficult to learn?
Yes.
What was difficult about it?
I just think if you compare it to how far you can get in the amount of time in comparison to other languages, then you see that. And I always remember, and I always tell people that at the end of the first year, I couldn't say the houses are red. But at the same time, it's like, obviously, I'm not going to be as good at Finnish as French ever, because it is more, like, complex in the way you put things together. But at the same time, I think if I did go back and people spoke to me, then I'd be better than I am now.
Yeah, you
need
to refresh
it. And it's just remembering, just, like, endings and things.
Hmm. But also French and English, they resemble each other,
yeah,
so obviously
exactly.
It's easier to keep track of them. What's the best way to learn a language, in your opinion?
I'm not very good at learning by myself, so it was quite good that I had, like, almost one-to-one tuition.
That's true, you didn't have one-to-one tuition.
But, no, you've got to, like, drill it in and just keep going over it, but also, like, watching things. And I also used to watch programs with Finnish subtitles.
Okay, sounds good. And was your university degree useful for the work you do now? Would you say that it was relevant or useful?
Yeah, I think anything. I would never have wanted to do a degree in the area of work that I work in now. And I think it's good to, especially because I think working at the magazine, sometimes I can feel like I'm getting a bit stupider. And sometimes I think, well, actually, I do have a degree. But at the same time, I never regret it, because as much as I like fashion and things, I still really like learning languages, even though I don't really do it anymore. I wish I did, but I'm probably too lazy. But no, I think it is useful. And it's not saying I'm really interesting, but in comparison to when you speak to people and they're like, oh, so did you study fashion journalism? Did you study this? And I'm like, nope. Nope, I did languages.
No, it depends. And also you learn various deadlines, how to manage deadlines, or organisational skills.
Mm-hmm.
And you are sort of more interesting, and mm-hmm. you have areas of specialties where you're not just fashion, no, I'm sure. Okay. So what are you going to do tomorrow at work?
I'm in the middle of prepping our next shoot. But that's not going to be till the 4th to the 6th, because my boss is currently at Milan Fashion Week. So I have sort of a little bit of a break right now.
Okay, so that's why you're able to talk to me.
Yeah.
That's true. Thank you so much. Thank you, Francesca. Thanks.